KMA Land football postseason previews are underway here in this early week process here at KMA Sports. On the line with me, Greg Ernster of the Fremont Mills Knights, heading into the quarterfinals of the playoffs. They're 8-2 overall on the year, going on to take Woodbine for the second time this year. Coach Ernster, let's kind of go over these playoff wins you just had over Bedford, though. 40-28, big road win. You guys have back-to-back road wins here in the playoffs. We'll kind of get to that later on, maybe. But let's go over that big win over Bedford, where you guys kind of just got had established from the get-go.
Yeah, I thought the kids played really well. We kind of calmed down there at halftime. We had to overcome some adversity. Our starting inside linebacker hurt on the very first defensive play of the game. Fumble on the first kickoff. So, yeah, it was back-to-back kind of plays where our kids kind of, you know, were put in a little shock mode, but they recovered well and you know, really handled adversity very well.
I kind of like how you said that brought in that adversity of it that they had to face, because you guys are 8-2 on the year, but those two losses might be the top two teams in the state. So talk about maybe how that battle-tested schedule helped you guys deal with adversity in that win.
Yeah, you know, I think I've talked about this multiple times this year. The strength of our schedule, especially the first half, was just very, very tough. But you know, I think it hardened our kids. I think it prepared our kids for, you know, for some adversity and some moments that, you know, how do you respond to those? You know, and I think our kids have done a great job week in, week out.
When it comes to this matchup now, we'll be taking on Woodbine. We are going to say that, yeah, they did hand you guys your worst loss of the year. But on the bright side, you guys were their closest game, and you guys didn't have Jonathan Ekpie back. So maybe what are just some expectations here as we're going to get a second swing at the Tigers?
Yeah, I mean, we gave them 22 points off of just our blunders. You know, we had three safeties in that game. Off two of those safeties, they scored and got two-point conversions. So right there, we gave them, you know, 22 points off of our stupidity. So, you know, we told our kids we really corrected our mistakes after that game. We're excited for an opportunity to play these guys again. You know, we didn't think we gave them our best effort. You know, they're a really good football team. They did put it to us, but we didn't help ourselves in that game. So, you know, we'll, you know, hopefully, you know, be able to come in there, play mistake-free, and kind of give them a ball game.
Yeah, you guys kind of made some of those mistakes, but, man, that game was all the way back in the beginning of September. Seems like light years away. So maybe what's an area of the game, you know, if you guys do clean up everything, good mental approach to your side, what's an area of the game that Woodbine does still kind of pose a challenge to you guys that you're going to have to really tighten the screws?
Well, I think it's check every box. I mean, they're better at everything. They're a really good football team. You know, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to really, we're going to have to limit their big plays, which is easier said than done. They have a 4-star, 5-star, 12-star wide receiver out there, you know, that they do a good job of getting him the ball any chance they can. You know, their best player is their tailback, and they do a great job of getting him the ball. So, you know, defensively, we're going to have to play gap scheme. We're going to have to make sure we're on the same page, on the back half, and just really limit their plays. Offensively, we're just going to have to play better as a whole. When, you know, we weren't on the same page at times throughout that, via the blocking scheme, whatever. Their D-line is great. Probably top three cats in the state when it comes to just being an absolute stud. So we're going to have to play mistake-free. We're going to have to make sure that we're on the right blocking scheme offensively to give ourselves a chance.
Week 3 was a long time for you guys as well. So what's an area of the game that you guys have grown and gotten better in as that Woodbine's going to have to deal with?
Oh, I think we have gotten better up front, offensive line-wise. You know, we still start two sophomores. And those sophomores in week 3, they were playing like freshmen. And then we started a senior there. We kind of moved. He started as a linebacker, moved to the D-line, kind of was our fullback. Then we put him to the offensive line. And, you know, so week 3 for him was – he was still deer in the headlights. He has improved vastly as the year. So our offensive line play has gotten better. You know, we were kind of put in a running back by committee via with John Ekpie going down. So with him back, it helps. But, you know, we still probably going to have some running back by committee because we don't know if we're going to have Paxton Campbell. I'd say that we improved in just, you know, where our rotation is with our running backs. We have improved with our offensive line play. And then we still, you know, I think some concept plays that our wide receivers have done a great job of growing on as the season's progressed. So I think as a whole, we've gotten better. So we'll just see if the cards stack our way this time.
And then when we're going to be there on Thursday, it's going to be on the AM here on KMA. What's kind of something you want to see out of your team just right out of the gate? What's priority number one you want to see happen for the Knights?
when we get punched in the face, this is a street fight. We punch back. That's the goal. You know, these kids are tough. You know, those folks in Woodbine, they're tough kids, and so we just got to be able to respond. That's the goal. So this is a street fight. You know, we don't want to just sit there and take punch. We want to punch back. That's the goal.
All right, that is Greg Ernster, head coach of the Fremont Mills Knights, going to go into Woodbine here for the quarterfinals in class eight, in the eight-man class football. Hey, Coach Ernster, well, good luck the rest of the way. We'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.